Firehouse.com proudly brings to you, Oh, You Didn't Know? You see, it's me, it's the G-U-T-T, and today we have a special edition for you. I am hosting by myself, however, we will be joined in just a few moments by the wrestling manager creator Daniel Hinkles. But before we get to that interview, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/OYouDidn'tKnowRadio. You can follow me on Twitter at Seth Gutt, at SETHGUTT. And if you have any questions for Daniel Hinkles and about the wrestling manager, feel free to tweet them to me. Also, obviously, we are hosted by ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com Radio, so be sure to check out ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com every day for fresh new articles regularly. Pro Wrestling Powerhouse can also be found on Facebook, facebook.com/ProWrestlingPowerhouse, and, of course, on Twitter as well, at PW Powerhouse. If you're interested in writing or getting involved with Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, you can go ahead and contact Jay. I'm going to play some music while we get our host onto the show. So here is some music. Let's see. Oh, this one's good. Let's go with this.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again. The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
All right, we are trying to get Daniel Hinkles from the Wrestling Manager on the line. Let's try this phone number here. I think it's a little trickier because it is because Mr. Hinkles is
the number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
It's not working. All right, we'll try to play some more music and hopefully get this going. Let's see what kind of music we should play this time.
Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Song choice there didn't work out too well. Let's go with Pro Wrestling Powerhouse theme music as we try to get the Wrestling Manager creator on the line.
You won't get Wow. Good.
I'm wondering if people can hear you.
So I'll check that out. So let me just load the website. I'm obviously muted that so that I can hear you talk.
Yeah, if anyone is listening now, if you can hear Mr. Hinkles, Daniel Hinkles from the Wrestling Manager, we'd love to.
Okay, so you can. It's just very, very quiet. So I'll try and speak as loud as possible. You'll have to forgive me if some people hear this is coming across as shouting.
Yeah. All right. I guess we'll get started. And if anyone on Twitter or Facebook can give us some feedback on how it sounds to them, that would be greatly appreciated.
Technological problems aside, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good, man.
Are you? I don't know if you have already. What the deal is with Raw being in the UK tonight. I think that they've obviously already taped it. Is that correct?
I think it's probably just wrapping up around now.
Okay.
It's quarter past 10 here, so they're probably just either into the last hour or just about ready to kick out in the next sort of quarter of an hour.
All right, but I'm sure it's not being aired even in the UK until tonight, is it? Is that the situation?
Yeah, we get it the same time as Americans get it. So it's normally, I think it's either 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning over here that we get it. I think it's 1, but I normally tune in around 12 because we get NXT before that.
Right. Well, that's cool. I wish I would love to watch more of the NXT. All right. We actually have with us, I did get a little feedback from someone. Someone said that they can hear you, but it's kind of hard to understand, almost like you're on speakerphone. But hopefully this will work out. Also, someone is joining us on the line, area code 917.
Really?
Really?
Really? I have a baby,
really?
And you already forget my phone number?
Well, you didn't tell me you were calling in.
See, that's the whole thing, though. I'm mysterious now.
That's true. This is my co-host, JCD. JCD, I don't know how well you can hear Daniel Hinkles. Can you hear him?
How's it going? Barely. You know, how's it going, though?
I can hear you very quietly on this end. How are you doing tonight, huh?
Good, good. So, yeah, I'm on for a few minutes, Seth.
Okay. I mean, we're talking about this wrestling manager game. I don't know how familiar you are with it, JCD.
I've seen a little bit of it. And then I kind of dropped off with everything, as you know. So I'm just trying to – I'm actually, besides listening in, I'm trying to just get some information and, you know, learn.
Absolutely. Well, you can download it. You can purchase it and download it for your iPhone. Daniel, is it available for Android and iPhone, or is it limited?
iPad and iPod sets right now.
Okay.
We are working on getting an Android version up and running, and we'll get that out there as soon as we can, but it could be a little while, as we're also working on this console game for PS3, and that's Five Star Wrestling.
Right. Okay. Well, one of the questions I had for you, Daniel, was you were talking about that the game's coming out for PlayStation, is that correct?
It's a different game. We have a game called Five Star Wrestling, which is, you know, it's the same kind of game as Wrestling Manager, because that's more of the backstage kind of stuff, whereas Five Star Wrestling is very much in your face action.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what the difference is between the two were, but I guess it's pretty much a different game.
Yeah, completely different game. Five Star Wrestling is... you know, it's a very traditional wrestling game, basically. The closest thing that you could call it is a wrestling sim, just like, you know, the WWE games and the, you know, the old No Mercy and all that kind of thing.
Right. And, I mean, I guess you touched on this a little bit about how, you know, you have the sort of GM thing going on with this game, but what else makes Wrestling Manager unique to other wrestling games?
I mean, there's a few things. So, just in terms of games in itself, if you play games on the iPhone or iPad thing, we have a mod community attached to the game. Now, let me explain that a little. So, basically, we have 500 characters in the game. And, you know, we obviously don't have a WWE license or TNA license or anything like that. So, we aren't allowed to use, you know, the names like Jeff Hardy or any of them kind of characters. We just can't use them. But we are a serious parody. That's our company name. And, you know, we still try and pay a little fan service. So instead of having, say, the Ultimate Warrior, we might have the Penultimate Warrior.
Right.
You know, we've got the Overtaker.
Right.
And various threats. So, but what the mod pack, what the mod tools in the game allow you to do, you can go find mod packs, plenty of them around. Really people that, you know, created actual roster lists and things like that, and you can just go and import them images straight to your game and you can play with whoever you want to be playing with.
Interesting. Yeah, I have as one of my on my roster Rodney Van Dam, as well as the Penultimate Warrior and of course the Overtaker. So I had to save up some money to try to get these guys, because obviously some of these guys are worth a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you know, that's the aim of the game, is to get your roster as good as you can possibly get it, and sign the talent that you want to be working with, basically.
Right.
Each wrestler's got their own speciality. They've all got wrestling ability and, you know, that kind of thing. And it's, let me ask you, how did you get Rodney Van Dam? Did you just save for him, or?
Well, you know, for a while I didn't really know, I really didn't know for a while how to go about getting better wrestlers, you know, and how to build up my roster. I wasn't sure how to really go about that. I tried a bunch of different things. I just tried doing some, running some events and trying to make some money that way. But then I decided to start selling my current talent and seeing if I could make more money from selling them. And so a combination of those things, I was able to do that and then get, you know, one big name or one superstar level guy and build up, you know, him and the events using him. And then I would go and sell him and try to make money off of selling the big name by getting a bigger name and just trying to do it that way, I guess.
All right, well, that's one cool little approach, I guess. See, that's what, one of the things that I really like about wrestling managers is kind of approaching it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, have you picked up any celebrities in the game just yet?
No, I mean, I've seen that, but that and the managers, the actual managers for the wrestlers, I haven't really seen how they're used so much and how they really benefit the events and the whole game. Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, sure. So if you think about it like this, right? How did the WWE become what it is today? And you know, you go back to WrestleMania 1 and you go, well, what did Vince do at WrestleMania 1? That was massive, and he hired a lot of celebrities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he brought in, it wasn't just small-time celebrities, it was big names, because at the end of the day, that's what brought us your audience. So, we have celebrities in the game, and I know all of us wrestling fans absolutely hate it when celebrities show up in wrestling, but there's a reason that they still get used every year. You know, I was at the Hall of Fame this year, and Donald Trump's there.
Right, I was there too.
And that's because they attract the media, and the media help you sell things, like such as events. And that's why they're used in wrestling, and that's why you should use them in wrestling manager.
But I guess they have to be used, like, I guess, giving promos or, you know.
There's a celebrity promo in there.
Oh, okay.
So if you go pick up some celebrities, you will use the celebrity promo card, and you might see, depending on who you pick up, you know, you might see a bump in the amount of people coming to your shows or a bump in your TV rating or your pay-per-view rating.
Right. Yeah.
It's a really cool process of how a wrestling promotion should approach.
And what about the managers?
Well, managers, they have their own wrestling ability and their own popularity attached to them. And then if you assign them to a wrestler, they'll accompany them to every show. You don't have to book them any further once you've assigned them. You know, like once you say wrestler is attached to manager, then that's it. It will be there all the time. His impact will, you know, if he has a 3 popularity, then your wrestler will have a 3 better popularity just by being with him.
Right.
But if you've got to keep them together all the time, you know, you can't just throw a wrestler with a manager and expect him to get the full rub. You've got to keep them together and then the rub will go off onto your wrestler, and there you go.
Right. How do you think that the game can improve? Where are you looking to improve wrestling manager?
There are lots of ways that we want to improve it. You know, I mean, the game it's getting pretty good reception right now. We get a lot of 5-star comments. I think if you were to look at it on the App Store in the States right now, it's a 4.5-star app, and I think if you were to look at the last sort of 50 reviews that we got, it was either a 4-star or a 5-star would be the one that we got. So people are really enjoying it, but I think the main ways that we can improve it right now is like adding the storyline. So you want to find a guy that specializes in tables, ladders, stairs, and chairs matches, then you have to dig that out, right?
Right.
So, and you know, there's a few things. We could add some more sound to the game. We could add, you know, there's so many different ways we could take it.
Yeah, one thing I did just to help myself sort of organize was really write out my roster and sort of organize them on paper, because I found that to be difficult to do on my phone, basically, was I kept on having to scroll down to see, like you're saying, the filtering. I actually put mine into two categories, my faces and my heels, because they're all mixed up on my phone, so I can't really keep track of who I've put into an event and who I haven't, which heels and which faces I've used and which ones I haven't.
Yeah, so that's definitely something that we can look to improve upon going forward. The reason that we didn't focus on that one is because we figured people would pen and paper it anyway. To be honest, that's what I've done in pretty much every sport sim that I've played. And if you look at the iPhone, every iPhone comes with the Notes app. Now, if you put three fingers on the iPhone and flick left, you'll go to your Notes section, you know, providing you've opened the app. And at that point, you really need us to build a Notes section if you've got one on the device itself. That was kind of our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. I think we need to organize things a little better.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when it's such a small screen to begin with, and even... And it might just be easier on an iPad. I don't know. I don't have an iPad, but you know, I know definitely for the phone, it's a little hard to organize.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, that's definitely one thing that we want to be bringing in. But we didn't just want to go in and add a filter in a simple kind of filter way. We have a game mechanic that's coming up pretty soon. And when we get that in the game, you know, people will go, oh, right, this is why they didn't just add a filter.
Right.
But believe me, that kind of stuff is coming down the line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say when it'll be there, but it will be coming soon.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about the different things that go into creating this game? You know, when you did create this game, can you just explain the different people that worked on it and what went into creating it?
Yeah, sure. So, no, it's just like all games, really. We've got a development team who were focused on building the game. It took, you know, several programmers, artists, I've designed the game. We have testers. It's just like a very general game development team, but obviously fully dedicated to wrestling games.
Right.
So, but it was a long process, you know? I mean, people surprise me with the way that they think iPhone games are cheaply made. Believe me, if a programmer's working on the game, they want the same money. It doesn't matter what platform you're putting the game on.
Right.
and it was a long game to make. People think that these things are quick, and that's because they used to get things like Angry Birds with wrestlers. And that, you know, that, to be fair, is quite a quick thing to build. Whereas Wrestling Manager is a really deep strategy game once you get into it. And that takes a lot of work.
I just got a question, actually, from someone on Facebook. What do you think about your competition? Do you expect there to be any competition with this game, and you know, what competition is there already?
Well, you know, there's a game called Booking Revolution that just came out. That's Matt Dickey, who's been building wrestling games for a long time. He took his fantastic game Wrestling Revolution and added quite an in-depth booking thing to the game. So I would recommend people check that out for sure. But, you know, we don't really see it as other people competing. At this level, we're all kind of indie developers. We're all supportive of each other. You know, the only guy that we'd have to worry about is if sort of like the WWE came out and you know, with their license and absolutely trying to dominate the market kind of thing. But even then, I still think there's plenty of room for great games. You know, we've all got hundreds of games on our iPhones and iPads and things. So this, if you're a wrestling fan, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna enjoy this. It was built for you, so check it out.
What else does Sirius Parody do? What are they? What else are you guys involved with other than the Wrestling Manager game?
Well, so Five Star Wrestling is the game that we've just announced. We announced it on April Fool's Day, which, you know, in hindsight, a lot of people kind of fired up about. But the response when we announced it was, that game sounds too good to be true. And then the response the next day was, oh, it actually is true, you know. So that's a little why we announced it on that day. We kind of expected that kind of feedback because it is such a genre-defining game that we're building here. Or at least we're aiming to make it that way. So that's what we do. We build wrestling games. I'm a huge wrestling fan, been a wrestling fan for as long as I can remember, and this is what I want to do.
Right. That's great. And I have just probably one other question. If you could start from scratch and redo the entire game, what would you have done differently?
If I could start from scratch with a Wrestling Manager?
Yeah.
Built it using Unity, and then it could be on Android already.
Okay.
So I get a ton of requests from Android users every day telling me, please put this game on your, you know, on the Android. I've been waiting for it for a long time, and a lot of people that are really eager to get the game, and I just want them to know that we are working on it.
Is it a difficult process to get it on Android?
Well, yeah, because basically we built the game in using native you know, using the code that's native to iPhones and iPads and stuff like that. So Objective-C compared to you know, using something like Unity, which can put it on everything. So it's just time-consuming.
Right.
It's time-consuming. It's almost like we've written a game in French, and now we need to write it in German.
Okay. A different language.
So that's kind of where we're at with it. And, you know, obviously that takes time to do. And then it's not just that that's involved. You know, when we do that, we have to test it on, you know, there's hundreds of devices that support Android. There's a lot of work that goes into getting games on a platform in the first place. So there's a lot of steps. And at the same time, you know, we're trying to do what's right for the company, and we're trying to focus on this five-star wrestling game as well. And we don't want to neglect the iPad, iPhone guys that have already bought the game. So we've,
right,
you know, they've already had 10 updates, but we want to give them some more.
Right.
So there's a lot to do, and we're only a small team.
How many people are on the team?
Well, we're up to about 15.
Okay.
But that's sort of 12 developers.
Okay. Is there anything else you want everyone to know about the game, about Wrestling Manager, or about Sirius Parody?
Well, about Wrestling Manager, you can find it on the iTunes store, you know, on your iPhone or on the iPad. So go get it. If you're listening to this podcast, you're a wrestling fan, you will like it. That is the only thing I can
say. Definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, you've played it, right? That's what your thoughts on the game.
I think it's a great game. You know, I am going to write up a bigger review on it, but, you know, I used to play a lot of different sports games, and I know, like, it was like NBA 2K type of games, and I used to just play around with the rosters a lot, and, you know, didn't always play the game itself, but did some of the more management, focused on the management, and that's what this game really does, is focuses on that management. So it's cool enough to be able to do that with wrestling for the first time. I've never seen anything done this for wrestling in the past. So I think that's great. I think that the similarities between the wrestlers that are in the game, like the Overtaker and you know, Rodney Van Dam and the Penultimate Warrior, and even other guys are I think business. I think it's supposed to look just like The Miz. You know, I think that's genius. Obviously, with the copywriting issues, I wouldn't have expected to see, you know, the WWE guys on there or TNA guys on there. So, you know, I think that's great, and I'm still trying to get better at it. And you know, like I said to you the other day, it's very addicting. And I think that any wrestling fan is going to enjoy it and probably get addicted to it as well.
Well, that's the kind of feedback that we like.
But, yeah, I mentioned to you the areas where I get a little confused. You know, I wish that I had, you know, known now about the game before I started it, so that I went about managing it from the very start a certain way instead of...
I think that's one of the things that we get feedback on as well, is that a lot of people say to me, it's better the second time round.
Yeah.
But, you know, because they've developed a strategy, they feel like they can approach it in a different way. And that comes down to the fact that there are so many ways that you can approach it. So you're not going to find the best strategies right out. You're going to have to learn. You know, and like if you was... Just like a real wrestling promoter, they don't start with the best knowledge in the world. You know, it's a learning experience.
That's true. And
I think when you reapply that the second time around, it's even more fun.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can just start a new game and a new promotion and start it that way from the very start.
Yeah. You know, there's all that kind of stuff, so you can just start right from the beginning again once you've finished. But I would recommend getting through to the end before you try that, you know. There's online rating wars at the end that you can get to. How many championships have you picked up just yet?
I think just one or two.
Okay, well, there's five in the game.
Okay.
So we have, you know, the tag team, the Divas, or the women's even. I don't think we'd be allowed to use Divas. The tag team, the women's, the TV title, the world heavyweight title, Cat for the Life, I mean, same for the fish title. we definitely have five.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would play through, get through to that point. Oh, the cruiserweight. That was amazing.
I've seen it. There are a lot of cruiserweights on there.
Yeah, so, you know, I would go through that. You've also got, are you at the TV stage yet?
Am I what?
Have you got a TV deal yet?
I don't think so, no. Still working on that.
There's a lot that you still need to do, man, so you
yeah.
can develop them strategies as you keep on going.
Absolutely. And how can people reach out if they have questions about the wrestling manager?
Right, so we're on Facebook, and that's actually one of the things that we're trying to do right now. So if you go to facebook.com/wrestlingmanagergame, you'll find us. You know, or if you just Google Facebook and Wrestling Manager, I'm pretty sure you'll come across us that way too. But for Five Star Wrestling, the PS3 game, we're actually running a QA session right now where you can, you know, ask your questions on the Facebook. There's an official post there. You'll see that there's already been a ton of questions asked. And, you know, on the 6th of May, the developers will sit down and we'll look at the questions and we'll answer 10 of them. And that's going to be, you know, our way of keeping fans in the loop of what's going on with the game and things. So that's on the Five Star Facebook page, so check that out too.
And you guys have a Twitter?
We're on Twitter, we're on Google+, we're all over the place, man. We're also at wrestlingmanagement.com, so if you want to email the team directly, you can go there. We have a contact us page, and we do answer pretty much everybody that ever emailed us, and believe me, there's been thousands of emails. I'm the guy that typically deals with most of that. So it's always interesting to see what people think about the game or where they think that we could take it next.
Right.
That's really helped us along the way. So.
And I know it was running, I think, for $10. There was a deal to get it for free. What's the situation right now?
So the game's at $10. going to be that way for a little while now. But in fact, I'm not sure if we'll be changing that at all anytime soon. And you know, that's really because it's a premium game. But there's a couple of reasons that we keep that price point. This is Wrestling Manager. Your mum's not going to play this game. Right? Your mum might play Angry Birds, and your grand might play Angry Birds, and your sister might, and you might, and pretty much everybody in the world might play Angry Birds. And that's why it can be 69p, because so many people are going to pick it up. It don't really cost much to make them kind of games. This costs a ton of money to make, and it also costs a ton of money to support and to build and to keep building. And it's, you know, it's a massive game already. So we're not giving you a small game. How long have you been playing it, Seth?
I'd say probably, what, a week or two before WrestleMania?
Right. So, you know, and you're not even up to sort of, if you haven't got the TV deal at level 3 of 5.
Yeah.
So you've been playing it for a couple of weeks and you're still not there. This is not a small game. This is a massive game. Tons of characters. What do you reckon, Seth? Does it feel like you've got your money's worth?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I could play it all day. If I didn't have a job and didn't need to make money, I would definitely play it all day. So definitely very fun. Definitely, you know, for people who have iPads and travel a lot, and, you know, I think it's a great game to be able to play, you know, during those times when you're sitting and waiting for something, you know, it's a fantastic game.
Well, I bet that says it all, right? So that's why it's $9.99 on the US App Store there. Please go pick it up. And also come join us on the QA session on the Facebook page for Five Star Wrestling.
Very good. And what do you expect tonight on Raw in London?
Oh, man. The one thing that you can guarantee in London, no matter what's going on the show, is that the crowd is going to be a mess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We all loved the Raw after WrestleMania crowd, right? Yep. And that was largely the British crowd.
Yeah, the British and me.
Yeah, that's right, you were there, right?
Yeah.
God, I was on the plane on the way back there. I completely regret not taking that extra day in New York to check that out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, had left, I guess, Monday morning or Monday during the day. But what a difference a few hours would have made.
Oh, so, I mean, I was literally just on my way to the airport. I flew out of there just as the show was starting. And, you know, it was on my list that I need to go there. I've been to WrestleMania before. The Raw roster is always amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been at Games Development Conference the week before WrestleMania week, and then I was there all week for WrestleMania week, so I'd already missed a hell of a lot of time out of the office, and, you know, it's crunch time for us right now. We're all working really hard trying to get some games ready and out and all that kind of thing.
Right.
So, God, I'm jealous that you went there.
Next time.
Yeah. So, I'm sure the results are there for Raw right now if people haven't seen it, and I never look at spoilers. It's not my thing. So if you know anything, please don't tell me.
I read them occasionally for SmackDown because I find myself not really wanting to sit down on a Friday night at 8 o'clock and watch SmackDown. Also, nothing that interesting usually ever happens on SmackDown, but there is no way I'm reading the spoilers for Raw.
Yeah, that's right. So what do you think is going to happen?
You know, I think the crowd is going to overshadow the show once again, like they did on the Raw after WrestleMania. You know, the show was great. I mean, I loved being there for the Dolph Ziggler cash-in and obviously the beginning of the Ryback heel turn. But this time I think there's not going to be as much crazy storyline changes or progression in the storylines. But I do expect the crowd to be the one thing people are talking about after the show.
Yeah, like, the thing that's going to be curious to me is whether or not the WWE play up to it. So, like, if you remember last year when it was Daniel Bryan that got a big push from the fans at WrestleMania.
Right.
They killed him at WrestleMania, right? They gave him the 18-second And that was really because if he was paying attention to the crowd before WrestleMania, those videos was leaking all over the internet with people going, yes, yes, no matter where you walk at WrestleMania that year, they, it was in the crowd, right?
Right.
So, they, you know, they didn't want to play that up, so they killed him and dragged him off of TV after 18 seconds, rather than giving him the big push. This year, Fandango, sorry, I'm mispronouncing his name. So, Fandango got the big push from the fans, and I'd be curious to see, because he will get that treatment tonight. There'll be no two ways about it, and I'm just wondering if WWE will play up to that, or if they'll pull him off TV for it.
Right, well, I feel like they already kind of screwed up with him last week. I mean, he barely did anything on Raw last week. And, I mean, I think that Kofi Kingston won the U.S. title just so that they can then move it over to Fandango. So I'm curious to see how long Kofi has that belt and how long Fandango goes without a mid-card title.
Well, that'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question in the fact that they've given him this big start against Jericho and all that kind of thing. That's fantastic. It's whether or not they keep it up, because a wrestling fan's really interested in it. Just yet, yeah, you know, the guy looks great, and obviously he can wrestle and things, but, you know, are they killing him with this gimmick like they did with Funkasaurus?
Well, I think it's cool because I think that Brutus Clay is the dancing babyface and Fandango is the dancing heel, but I think that people really hate him, and I think that's the point. I think you're supposed to hate him, so I think he's doing a great job. It's a matter of how WWE handles this character and if they screw it up. I mean, Brutus Clay, they were building up pretty nicely for a while, and then he just became another jobber, though I think he's doing a lot better now that he's in a tag team. So it's really a matter of how WWE handles Fandango's character.
I was so gutted when they started jobbing Brodus Clay, because, like, up until the point where the Big Show knocked him out, he was really starting to look powerful, right?
Yeah.
And even when he stepped up to the Big Show, you just thought, you know, if you beat Big Show, that's a big thing right there for a guy in his position.
But instead, they pushed Big Show.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm one of the few fans that actually love the Big Show. Like, a lot of people hate him and things. I think he's brilliant. I call him the Kingmaker, because if you put him with anybody, they're instantly over. You know, like, you put him with Miz, and all of a sudden Miz looks credible.
Right. Right.
But with Jericho, and people said Jericho had the best year of his life.
Right.
It's just how the Big Show is. But couldn't he have just put Clay over at that point? I think Clay would have been the new Ryback, I guess.
I just thought it was crazy that for a while Brodus Clay was winning these squash matches, and then all of a sudden he was being used as the one to be squashed.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Tensai came in, that was, God, that was awful.
It was, but I do like them as a tag team. I think that that was a really great idea.
I'll give you that. I think they came down to, I mean, obviously I don't know any of that, but it's kind of like, did he just have like 6 months left on his contract and they said, look, we can either take you off TV or we can do this? And I think that's probably what went down, right? Because the A-Train thing just, it was taking over his gimmick. I don't know what they were thinking with that, man. Did you, when you saw him as Tensai, was you surprised?
I mean, I was a little surprised, but it sort of made sense him coming from wrestling in Japan. I kind of understood why they did that. But with so many, you know, fans from the Attitude Era who obviously were chanting Albert and other things, you know, WWE couldn't ignore that. And I kind of liked how, I think Santino made a joke about him, I think at the Slammy Awards, by calling him like Fat Albert or something like that. And I thought that was great that they played on that. But like I said, I think that they screwed up with him, but they sort of fixed the situation by putting him in a tag team And, you know, I don't know how much he's going by Tenzai or Sweet Tea. I think Brutus Clay is referring to him now. But, you know, I think that they fixed that situation.
Definitely, I guess. They've got to have the comedy routines in there. And I think universally Santino is loved, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, people, if you think about him as a comedy character, he's very successful. And so I think that his character is a great character in that way. I don't think that he should be you know, when he had the United States Championship for a long time, he was one of the first ones to, like, have a mid-card title and be losing all the time. But it kind of made sense because he was Santino. But then they started doing it with guys like Cesaro and Barrett, and that didn't make any sense. But as long as Santino is not a champion and he's doing the comedy thing, I think he's a great character.
Oh, man, you just mentioned Barrett. Imagine the pop that he's going to get tonight over here in the UK.
Yeah, people were wondering about him. And do you think Sheamus will get a similar reaction?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Yeah, I mean, it makes... People love Sheamus anyway, I think. And, you know, whenever they come over here, Sheamus is on Sky Sports TV promoting the events and things like that. He's the
right
guy to drag out when they come to the UK.
He's the European John Cena.
maybe. But I think out of the two, and I mean, I really do dig Sheamus, I think Barrett will get the biggest pop because we are in England.
Yeah, I could see that.
But on top of that, you know, Barrett's just like, he's the most underutilized guy in there for me. He's a guy that, you know, headlined SummerSlam a couple of years back with John Cena, and now he's in the mid-card section.
Yeah, but I think that they pushed him too quickly at that point when he was wrestling John Cena. It was a bit too soon for him to be doing that. But I think it was that injury. I think he was feuding with Randy Orton at the time. When he had that injury, that really knocked him out. I think that he was on his way to possibly winning a Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, he sure got his Money in the Bank.
Yeah. So he could potentially win it, you know, this coming July. I think he and Cesaro are definitely two favorites to win Money in the Bank this year.
Well, there was all kind of rumors that SummerSlam was going to be over here again. And that would have been just so big if it was, and he was Money in the Bank and cash in. So, you know, that...
They should have SummerSlam at Wembley Stadium again.
Biggest event WWE's ever run, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's down to the pay-per-view time. But I swear to God, if they held that event at 2 o'clock in the morning over here, we'd be there.
Yeah.
We fly all the way to America.
You guys stay up for Raw till 4 in the morning.
That's it. So we'd be there. I have no doubt that they would absolutely spill it out. And Wembley's bigger now than it was back then as well. It had a massive, you know, overhaul. They could probably count 100,000 in there.
Wow.
Probably easy. And it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if they sold out. Imagine how much bigger wrestling is now compared to its next few.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got just a couple of minutes here, but I want to thank you so much, Daniel, for coming on the show. And please tell everyone again how they could find you and Wrestling Manager on social media.
Yeah, so facebook.com/WrestlingManagerGame. That's going to get you to our Wrestling Manager Facebook page, obviously. You know, we're on there as 5-star wrestling as well. Just look up that, because we're making, that's the big game that we're really trying to get out there at the minute, is 5-star wrestling for the PS3, and I'm sure wrestling fans are going to love that, so come and join the questions and answer thing for us on there, and you know, you find us on our website at wrestlingmanagement.com.
Great, and yeah, I definitely recommend the game to everyone. Look out on Bleacher Report and my site for, you know, review of the game, and parts of this podcast will go into that review as well.
So thanks again for joining me.
No, thank you very much for having me, and sorry about all of the tech issues.
No problem. I blame it on the UK-US connection situation, having trouble dialing to a different country.
I have no idea what's going on there, I tell you. But anyway, thanks for having me.
Yeah, enjoy Raw.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, that was Daniel Hinkles from Wrestling Manager. Be sure to check out the game and look out for my review on Bleacher Report. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at SethGutt, at SethGutt. Check out my site, GuttWrenchPowerBlog.com, GuttWrenchPowerBlog.com, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, Facebook. You can find Gut Wrench Power Blog and Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, as well as Oh You Didn't Know Radio on Facebook. So check those out. And thank you for being patient with any issues I have here on Oh You Didn't Know Radio. The last few weeks have not been that great with that kind of thing, but hopefully the future will be bright for Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. Thanks again, everyone. Enjoy Raw. It's going to be a great show. Take care.